You're listening to SBS News.
It's an old cliche, but never has it been truer for the Cohealth Kangas. To them, football is much more than a game. They're a mixed Aussie rules side comprised of men and women experiencing homelessness, mental ill health and disabilities. And their weekly Wednesday footy match is not just a chance to kick the Sharon around, but an opportunity to re-engage with others. Bo Branch is a Cohealth homeless outreach worker.
It's definitely not about the footy. It's the footy's a really good gateway, as I said, but it's about reconnecting them and engaging them to the community. And it's a really great tool to get them into the health services. But the biggest, one of the best outcomes we have is linking a lot of our clients into employment opportunities.
The Cohealth Kangas formed more than 20 years ago. The team all wear the same jersey adorned in an Aboriginal art piece, but a coloured vest indicates different ability levels and an adjustment of rules. For most players, tackles are forbidden and a touch counts as a mark. 52-year-old Gary Barnett has played for 14 years.
You still got to get on with life and get up, so what gets me up is playing footy and cricket and doing things during the week on a Wednesday so we can get out and try change it for everyone and be a good club and a happy club. Like when we first started with the worst club going around, now we're the best club going around.
Born with a disability, he's unable to work and struggles to maintain his privately rented apartment while waiting on the list for a public housing assignment. His love of playing sport, he says, keeps him on the straight and narrow.
Because if you don't do nothing, people can't get go and do anything. It makes their life a lot worse because they turn to drugs or alcohol or stuff like that, whatever they do. But this way keeps you clean and healthy and you get out there and you can experience the world and support other people.
Gary is one of the regular 16-plus team members who are ferried to matches every week. Cohealth's Bo Branch says it's a key part of the program to ensure they remain in touch with the players.
A lot of these clients are isolated and they're not just going to rock up to these programs. You kind of got to get out there, put the time in and really kind of build that rapport and trust.
He says Cohealth also uses the training and match days to check in on vulnerable clients. As for many players, the Wednesday footy match is the only social interaction they have. He says since COVID restrictions lifted, team numbers have spiked, more than doubling since the start of the season.
And for them to get to a football game, it might seem little to a lot of people, but it's a real starting block for bigger and better things.
Yorta Yorta man Glenn Scott has been clean and sober now for 3 years. Brought up in Broadmeadows, he started taking drugs and alcohol at just 14 because it was so readily available. He faced his worst period after 6 months sleeping rough on the Melbourne streets.
Found emptiness and all self-blame, and I hit rock bottom, and they turned around and said that not many people come out of rock bottom, and I come out of rock bottom.
After 3 decades of addiction, he was diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, a chronic inflammatory lung disease that limits airflow from the lungs. So he quit. No help, no medical aids. He simply chose his life and his family. Now he says football is helping to rebuild his trust and place within society.
When you're in the drug world, it's only you and you don't trust. You've lost trust in everybody, and so when you come off it, you've got to rebuild your socialisation.
Cohealth's Bo Branch describes footy as step one in the process. He says once players come to know and trust the team, then they can start talking about connecting with health, employment and training services.
And then when we see a player call, Jimmy, we can't make the game anymore. I've got a job interview, or I'm doing a training course. It just lights up our eyes. Like it's really rewarding for us to be a part of that.
The side has lost 10 players recently due to players becoming connected with new employment and training commitments, overtaking the time they had for football. But it's not a loss they'll be lamenting, with victory in this team based on the bigger picture. Deborah Gruick, SBS News. We'll be right back.